This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the evening edition. And of course, you know, we're going to take a look at our next story, Uma.
Yes, so the next story is about graduates and why they can't find any jobs, right? Now, the popular view is that unemployed graduates only have themselves to blame for their predicament, right? You know, unrealistic salary demands, job expectations. We hear about this all the time. We blame them millennials. Mm-hmm. But a study by a think tank has kind of challenged that view, saying that family connections and which public university a graduate attended were apparently important factors in getting hired. So connections are incredibly important in people getting hired.
Yeah, and that's so counterintuitive to a lot of the efforts that we've put in when you think about meritocracy.
Egalitarianism, all of this stuff, right?
Right, but is this something more of a... I understand, at least in the Malaysian context, that seems to be something quite common, but you know, does it spread beyond the region? Or I'm sure it's something that just goes on anywhere you are.
Well, I mean, this was a Malaysian study, right? So after analysing 8 years of data from the Higher Education Ministry, the study found that there was a worrying trend of inequality among graduates, and graduates of public universities in poorer states such as Kelantan, Terengganu and Sabah actually have a harder time landing their first job versus graduates from institutions in richer states like Selangor and KL.
Yeah, and of course it's concerning because right now we're seeing so many news reports about the number of graduates who don't have job opportunities, or there's a huge area there,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it could be mismatched expectations about salaries, it's about poor interpersonal communication skills, folks not getting into, I guess, the right approach when they're entering into those job interviews, a wide variety of issues.
I mean, on the one hand, this idea of, you know, where you graduated from and the connections you have always kind of played a part in getting your foot into the door, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, overseas universities, you know, if you were a graduate from Harvard or Oxford or Cambridge, you know, there's this automatic assumption that you will always get a job. And if you come from a family with a certain amount of connections, even if that doesn't land you a job, mm-hmm. it actually gets your foot into the door for an interview as opposed to someone who doesn't have those kind of connections.
Right. And it sometimes... as much as we don't like to admit it, there is a connection. Yeah, the connection becomes a little bit more present in those conversations, right, between,
yeah.
you know, employer and potential employee.
No, we don't like it because we want to assume that everything is, like you
Fair.
Said, based on meritocracy, and we live in an egalitarian society. We'd like to live in an egalitarian society. We've gone beyond this kind of patronage, for example, but... Of course, it's not true. It's human nature.
Well, we're going to be speaking to the author of the study, Oi Tek Kim. That's coming up shortly after this. Here's some music by Kings of Leon, The Bucket, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
We've been talking about this particular study that was done by a think tank, and it basically has challenged this view that unemployed graduates only have themselves to blame when it comes to the predicament of unrealistic salary demands and job expectations. So the view is that, you know, there are many graduates that have connections to particular institutions, to
yeah.
particular individuals, and that seems to have provided a worrying trend of inequality amongst all of these candidates.
Yes, exactly. Which public university you came from, I mean, the study kind of
family you belong
what,
to.
What kind of family? The study kind of showed that if you come from one of the poorer states in Malaysia, it's harder, as opposed to, say, if you come from KL or Selangor. And I mean, we're going to speak to the author of the study himself.
That's right. It's Oi Tek Kim, who's an economist affiliated with think tank KPRU. That's Political Studies for Change. Tek Kim, thank you for being with us on the program. Now, talk to us about the factors that are out of the control of graduates when it comes to employment.
Yes. Okay, because now the current discussion on graduate unemployment focus on education and youth factors like training, English communication skill, critical thinking, but graduate unemployment is also an economic issue. Is our economy creating sufficient jobs for graduates? The economic demand for graduates is an important factor that young people cannot control.
So your research highlights the fact that there's a gap between graduates from high-income states and low-income states when it comes to opportunities as well. Could you elaborate on that?
Okay, there are two possible reasons for this high-income state and the low-income state gap. First, there could be lesser job opportunities for those graduates coming from low-income states. Second, as social connections like families and friends is an important job searching method. So for those non-urban graduates coming from the low-income state to high-income state to look for jobs, they might have this advantage at job searching there because they don't have any connection there.
Right. So, Tekim, what's your call to action after, you know, releasing this study?
First, we have to find out the factors of graduate unemployment. For example, this report, the findings of graduate tracer study, shows that high asking salary and bad attitude unlikely to be the factors of graduate unemployment. This is very important as accurate diagnosis leads to correct policy, while wrong diagnosis won't solve the problem.
Well, Tekim, thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Uy Tekim, an economist affiliated with the think tank KPRU, that's Political Studies for Change.
Now, we wanted to get another take on this report on graduate unemployment, so we reached out to Adli Amirullah, coordinator of the Economic and Business Unit over at IDEAS. Adli, thank you for joining us again today. What are your thoughts on how inequality is affecting graduate unemployment in Malaysia?
So the study made by Political Studies for Change Center is very interesting because they give us a new lens and a new dimension to look at graduate unemployment. I do certainly agree that there will be some gap since it is geographically different and people that went to each university have different interests and different background. However, in my humble opinion, employability of a graduate always come back to the ability of our higher education to link with the industry to address the problem of mismatch the skills between graduate and industry. Mm-hmm. And of course, it come back to the individual capacity of the graduate itself to get a job. So, yeah.
So, Ali, what do you think can be done, I guess, to address this issue?
Yeah, so basically, my personal view, I do believe that no matter where you graduate, you always come back to how good you are as an individual. I mean, that is one side of the story, meaning that you need a good soft skill, you need a good communication skill, leadership skill for you to sell yourself to the future employer. I mean, they assume that two candidates that have same field of study, same CGPA, same co-curriculum background, but a graduate, one from UM, for example, one from University of Sabah, for example, if both call for interview and if the person who graduated from KL did not perform well in terms of communication, but then, of course, as an employee, he or she will be picked because of his communication skill. That's one side. Another side is that our higher education system needs to improve to address the problem of mismatch of skills between higher education and also the industry. I can give you an example. For example, in 1985, the University of Art and Design Helsinki in Finland actually collaborated with their School of Economics and Technology to come up with a multidisciplinary study and work very closely to the private sector to produce what the private sector needs in the industry. And the program was called International Design Business Management. In this IDBM, is so fascinating, where as in 2012, they actually have 703 students ranging between 18 to 168 company project with 114 partner companies. And managed to establish a direct recruitment platform for IDBM students and the industry. So if we have this in our higher education system, I do believe that we can address the mismatch of skill between the graduate and also the industry. And again, industry will fulfill what they need, and our higher education system can provide what the industry is missing.
Well, Adli, thank you very much for that perspective. That was Adli Amirullah, coordinator of the Economic and Business Unit at the IDEAS think tank. He was giving us his thoughts on about how inequality affects graduate unemployment in the country. He pointed out something that I feel very strongly about this mismatch between the higher learning institutions, our universities and our colleges, with what's actually happening in industry. Now, the industry is developing at such a rapid speed in responding to consumer demands. Sometimes the curriculum that's currently in place is...
No, you're right.
You're lucky if it's 6 months or a year out of date.
Correct. Yeah,
you're lucky if it's that late.
And I think what needs to happen then, I guess, too, because there's no way a curriculum can keep up, right?
Yeah.
And what
sort of support and infrastructure is provided towards the lecturers and the teachers to ensure that they are being kept up to speed as well with what's happening?
But also, I mean, despite the curriculum, I mean, the basics are stuff that never changes. So once you've taught people the fundamentals, are you doing enough to teach them styles of thinking and the analytical skills that are actually required that you can go out into the world and adapt to whatever changes you might face? Are our universities in Malaysia doing enough of that? Because if they aren't, then, you know, that is a big flaw that needs to be addressed.
And of course, you know, this whole notion about, you know, which university. I mean, of course, amongst all of the universities in the country, there are going to be 2, 3, or 4 that are going to be the preference
best.
Of choice,
yes.
Right? But you want there to be an even spread in terms of how employers perceive these graduates, right, from whichever university they come from.
Correct.
We've got some music right now by Bad Pigeon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.